Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
BBC News Business.
July 6, 4:30 America, New York, cost of living. Governor of the Bank of England, Andrew Bailey, talks about inflation, interest rates and how it impacts young people. Governor of the Bank of England, Andrew Bailey talks to Newsround about inflation, interest rates and their impact on young people, and what he's doing about it.
BBC News Business. July 6, 3:35 America, New York. NatWest, Lloyds, Barclays and HSBC to be quizzed over savings rates concerns. The regulator will question the bosses of the major UK banks over worries rates on savings are too low.
Daily FX Market News.
July 6, 3:32 America, New York, USD, CAD price forecast, loony strength to come? USD, CAD bears could be in for a resumption of the longer-term downtrend ahead of key US and Canadian economic data.
Daily FX Market News.
July 6, 1 o'clock America, New York, gold slips after FOMC minutes. Zhao, USD scenario ahead of US jobs data. Gold slipped after minutes of the US Federal Reserve's June meeting kept alive hopes of another rate hike at the end of July. How does Zhao, USD look ahead of the key US jobs data on Friday?
Wall Street Journal US Business.
July 6, 001 America, New York, as greedflation starts to fade, wageflation creeps in. Softer demand, more supply and rising labor costs all take the air out of profit margins.
Global Economy.
July 6, 00 America, New York, de-risking trade with China is intrinsically political. It's absurd to suggest that companies alone can manage economic relations between Beijing and the West.
New York Times Business.
July 6, 00 America, New York, Yellen faces a diplomatic test in her high-stakes visit to China. The Treasury Secretary will need to defend export controls and tariffs while explaining that the United States does not aim to harm China's economy. During her visit to Beijing this week, Treasury Secretary Janet L.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 6, 00 America, New York, AI boom stems tech's downturn. Excitement over artificial intelligence is proving to be a powerful counterforce for a tech economy that had been slowing, lifting share prices and growth outlooks at many giants, and igniting new startups.
Global Economy.
July 6, 00 America, New York. UK trade talks, moving very well, says Indian minister. Top official downplays remaining hurdles on work visas and access to auto and spirits industries.
Global Economy.
July 6, 00 America, New York, Latin America's bonds and currencies lure yield-hungry investors. High interest rates and falling inflation fuel big rally in region's markets.
Daily FX Market News.
July 5. 2300 America, New York, crude oil price firms on OPEC plus intentions and API data. Will WTI break the range? Crude oil prices have held the high ground going into Thursday after a solid rally in the aftermath of OPEC plus announcements and API stockpiles slipping again. Higher WTI?
Wall Street Journal US Business.
July 5, 2248 America, New York, Meta launches Threads, betting Instagram Mojo can take on Twitter with new app. In a post ahead of a global launch, Mark Zuckerberg greets all. Let's do this. Welcome to Threads. Marginal revolution.
July 5, 2014 America, New York, Threads. So what do you all think? My Instagram account is Tyler Cowan Fairfax, with a photo of Spinoza the dog as my icon. Is that the information you need to follow me on Threads?
BBC News Business.
July 5, 1920 America, New York, can good cop Janet Yellen help fix U.S.-China relations? The U.S. Treasury Secretary's trip to Beijing comes as tensions between the two countries remain high. New York Times Business.
July 5, 1900 America, New York, Threads. What to know about Instagram's Twitter killer app. Here's what to know about Instagram's new app for public conversations and how it differs from Twitter. Users of Threads, which Instagram unveiled on Wednesday, will be able to directly import the list of people they follow on Instagram to the new app.
New York Times Business.
July 5, 1843 America, New York. Disinformation researchers fret about fallout from judge's order. They said a restriction on government interaction with social media companies could impede efforts to curb false claims about vaccines and voter fraud. A federal judge's decision specifically named some research organizations, including the Stanford Internet Observatory.
The Library of Economics and Liberty, July 5, 1502, America, New York, has higher education been fixed? Two recent Supreme Court decisions addressed problems with higher education in America. In one decision, the Supreme Court outlawed affirmative action programs that discriminate on the basis of race.